This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are growing concerns of the Gaza conflict widening to engulf Israel's northern foe of Iran-backed Hezbollah, Lebanese militia, after both sides claim to be ready to go to war. VOA's Till Gavlak tells us more.
Israel's military said it has approved plans for an attack in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has threatened to carry out a war with no red lines, although it said it would halt attacks if the Gaza war stopped. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK, Prince Khalid bin Bandar Al Saud, warned this week that failure to end the Gaza war and the broader Israel-Palestinian conflict would risk serious escalation.
A regional conflict will not remain regional. It will become international very quickly.
Ibish of Washington's Arab Gulf States Institute told the France 24 satellite TV channel,
"The purpose of Hezbollah in the Iranian alliance is to be a deterrent against Israeli or American assault on the Iranian homeland."
Del Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports an Israeli national found dead in the West Bank.
The Israeli national was pronounced dead after being fatally shot in the town of Kalkulia, where Israeli troops are operating. Israeli nationals are prohibited from entering Kalkulia and other areas of the West Bank. In a separate event, the Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said that they pulled around 19 bodies from a building that was hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. The group said its emergency workers were also digging for survivors at the site of another strike in a refugee camp west of Gaza City. The AP has been unable to verify the figures provided by the emergency group. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Palestinian and hospital officials say at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. The death Saturday come a day after at least 25 people were killed. This is VOA News. Israel's war in Gaza has led some critics of the Israel offensive to call for the Jewish state's suspension from the international soccer governing body, FIFA. VOA's Juni Salim reports on efforts to prevent Israel from participating in international matches.
Justinus Laksana is a soccer commentator based in Jakarta, Indonesia.
If possible, the ban should be imposed right away so that Israel will stop its attacks in Gaza.
Laksana says FIFA has suspended teams before as recently as 2022. While just over 140 of 193 Israel's delegation rejected calls to suspend their soccer federation as politically motivated and divisive. A ban on Israel would bar it from competing in the 2026 FIFA World Cup in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Eunice Salim, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that Donald Trump has addressed a conservative Christian group urging them to get out to vote.
In a speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference, Donald Trump rallied attendees to cast ballots in the presidential election, saying evangelicals and Christians don't vote as much as they should.
They go to church every Sunday, but they don't vote.
He's also expressing support for Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments displayed in public schools, generating objections from civil liberties groups.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools?
And Trump continues to say abortion has to be left to the states, despite conservative Christians wanting him to go further.
We have to get elected. You have to be able to win. Like Ronald Reagan, I believe in exceptions for the life of the mother, rape, and incest.
Trump declining to support a nationwide ban on abortion. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in the Central African Republic charged a European aid worker who was arrested last month with terrorism and undermining state security. Martin Joseph Figueira is a Belgian-Portuguese consultant for the American non-governmental organization FHI 360. He's been accused of being in communication with armed groups to plot a coup, thereby jeopardizing national security. On Friday, the public prosecutor charged him with six crimes, including undermining the internal and external state security, as well as terrorism. If found guilty, he faces a sentence of forced labor for life. The governor of the U.S. state of Iowa is sending helicopters to a small town to evacuate people from flooded homes. Meanwhile, much of the United States continues to long for relief from yet another round of extraordinary heat. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.